defund the police and make your kids wear masks. There need to be real consequences politically.
We're going to be talking to you more about this on Monday, along with everything else. Everybody, we really appreciate you hanging out with Clay and Buck today. It's like you're riding alongside with us here every day. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a restful, relaxing weekend. Speak to you in a bit.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Your dog is part of the family. At Rough Greens, we know that dogs need live nutrition just like we do. There's just one problem. For dog food to last, it needs to be shelf stable, and that means it has no live nutrients. The result is your dog's food is dead food. Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all, but more likely they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food. The good news is you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better. Rough Greens is a powerful supplement that puts into your dog's food all the live nutrients they need for superior health with a flavor that'll have them licking the bottom of the bowl. We're so confident your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let him try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at RUFFGreens.com. That's RUFFGreens.com. Bring your dog's food to life with Rough Greens.
Elise and Carl needed a small business loan fast to order more equipment for their bakery. Elise suggested OnDeck.com, but instead, Carl called
Lone Falcon!
Wait, no. Look out!
Bad Falcon, heal! Lone Falcon, why?
There's a better way to get a fast small business loan. OnDeck, the online lender that makes it easy to apply in minutes and, if approved, get your loan as soon as the same day. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As America's largest online small business lender, OnDeck has funded over $14 billion to businesses like yours so you can borrow with confidence and get your loan fast. Go to OnDeck.com. Your loan is on deck. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank member FDIC. Limited eligibility for same-day funding. OnDeck does not lend in every state. All loans subject to lender approval.
More lawyer, less me.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid. And I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
The Nevada Resilience Project reminds you that hope is on the horizon. We know it's been a difficult year for everyone, and the world may still feel unstable at times. It's okay, because you are not alone. If you or someone you know is struggling, our Resilience Ambassadors are available and can help you find stability. Visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to connect with one of our Resilience Ambassadors.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden is touting the latest jobs numbers as a sign of what he calls American grit and resilience.
After White House officials predicted a gloomy jobs report, the president took a victory lap after learning 467,000 jobs were added in January.
America is back to work.
And he cheered the creation of 6.6 million jobs over the past year. But he also acknowledged the worst inflation in decades.
Gas prices at the pump are up. We're working to bring them down, but they're up. Food prices are up.
The president said there's plenty to celebrate, but more work to do. Greg Clugston, Washington.
About 350,000 homes and businesses lost power from Texas to Ohio yesterday as freezing rain and snow weighed down tree limbs and covered power lines. Ohio State Highway Patrol Lieutenant Nathan Dennis told Cleveland's WEWS-TV, drivers need to be cautious if they're going to brave snow on the roads.
Taking extra time to get to your destination, accelerating slowly so that you don't spin out, and also braking very easily. So when you do come to a stop where you need to stop, you're not losing control of your vehicle.
And the Ohio State Patrol says there have been a number of accidents. Even the storm is going to push off late tonight or early tomorrow. Ice and snow are expected to linger throughout the weekend because of sub-freezing temperatures. The RNC has voted to censure two leading Republicans.
The Republican National Committee votes formally to censure both GOP Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger over their criticism of former President Trump and his participation in the special House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. The censure resolution was voted on by all 168 Republican National Committee members at their winter meeting in Salt Lake City.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 125 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Cultural Marxism is spreading like wildfire in America. It shows up in everything from critical race theory to the LGBT movement to cancel culture. But did you know that this so-called woke ideology is also flooding into the church?
Decide not to be content with merely being a non-racist. Will you decide to make the shift to anti-racism?
The brand new documentary, How the Left is Stealing Your Church, exposes the infiltration of Bible-believing churches and denominations by an anti-God, anti-gospel agenda. From George Soros giving money to Campus Crusade to the Southern Baptist Convention's recent flirtation with critical race theory, you will discover how this false ideology is being smuggled into the evangelical church and how the left is stealing your church. Stream it now for $9.99 or get the DVD for $12.99. Watch on your phone, tablet, or TV. Go to salemnow.com or look for the Salem Now app.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The generosity of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos' ex-wife continues to benefit local nonprofits. Mackenzie Scott donated $5 million to the communities in schools in Nevada, the largest one-time gift in the group's history. Elaine Wynn, CIS Nevada's founding chairperson, said Scott's team approached them about making the contribution. She said when she got the news, she was shocked, and it brought her to tears. Last year, Scott donated $10 million to the United Way of Southern Nevada, the group's largest ever single donation. Well, Sunday's NFL Pro Bowl game at Allegiant Stadium is proving to be the most expensive on the secondary ticket market. No-fee ticket broker TickPick reports the average ticket price for the NFL's All-Star Game is tracking at $190 a ticket. The 2015 game is the second highest average price at $152. The Pro Bowl begins at noon on Sunday, and the fans attending the game must be fully vaccinated for COVID-19. And Mattress Mac is at it again. We'll tell you more about that as the show rolls on.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Got a crash in the cleanup phase. That's Interstate 15 southbound at the 215 interchange. The left lane is compromised there. Also do expect some moderate flows there on the Southern Beltway 215, eastbound 215 at Gibson, and 215 westbound at Decatur.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning.
There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Friday, February 4th. Good to have you with us. Friday, of course, is a day that we celebrate. It is the day we work all week for to get to, and we are now here. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah. Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, man. You know. It is Friday. Just ahead of maybe one of the best sports weekends this town has seen in a long, long time. And a guy who has had direct responsibility at building a bunch of these venues that are out there and people are able to enjoy them is my friend Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. He joins us. Tommy, we had East-West Shrine Game last night. Let's see, we've got the NHL All-Star Game, the Skills Competition, the Pro Bowl. I can't recall a weekend quite like this, can you?
No, and I think probably within the next few years you're going to be seeing the Major League Baseball, and you're going to be seeing the NBA. So you'll probably have... we look forward to having a bigger weekend than this one, but this one's the biggest weekend so far.
Let me just ask you, as you were building all of these places, T-Mobile and Allegiant Stadium and all of that, and you're building these things, did you ever think it would be this good that we'd have this many events in just a span of a couple of days?
Well, I never really thought that we would have all these different sports going on at one time. But, you know, thinking back to doing T-Mobile, when we first started that, it was kind of like, yeah, we're going to get a hockey team. This is going to be great. And we're going to have a lot of good concerts, a lot of good shows there. And then doing the stadium, I think really, Kevin, I think back at the stadium and I think about all the ones that didn't support the stadium when we were trying to pass the legislation. And I think back and say, didn't they see this vision coming? Didn't they see the amount of tourists and the amount of families that are going to wind up going to games over the course of a weekend? So, yeah, I'm very excited.
And by the way, I was speaking with an Uber driver last night, or a Lyft driver, I should say, and they were saying they've been busy for the last couple of days, like real busy. And I imagine it's going to get better as the weekend goes along.
Oh, yeah. Just think about when we're going to have the draft here this year, and then just think about, 2 years, we're going to wind up having our own Super Bowl. Just think about how busy it's going to be then.
You know what's interesting, though, and this is the debate that has gone on in this town for a couple of years now, and that is the different routes we took to Allegiant Stadium versus T-Mobile. T-Mobile was completely financed privately. You've got public elements, $750 million for Allegiant Stadium, and a whole bunch of other money from a lot of different sources. Is there a right way or a wrong way to build stadiums?
No, Kevin, to be honest with you, I think it's all about the size and about how much money it's going to make the area that we're going to build in. So with the stadium, you know, I mean, if you had any common sense back then when we were pushing to build this, everyone knew that if we build a stadium, people are going to come, people are going to go to the concerts, people are going to go to the shows, people are going to go, you know, they're going to come see a NFL team, whether it's our own team like the Raiders or it's going to be the visiting team. So I think using, you know, public money to fund the stadium to get it off the ground was the right thing to do. And I think any time that we're able as a state to boost our economy, and I'm not just saying this because, you know, we build, but I'm saying this as a resident here, anytime that we can use public money to boost our economy and to put people to work, it's always, that money's always paid back some way or another. And, you know, the $750 million, I mean, that's nothing compared to what the stadium brings into our economy, you know, during the course of a year.
I want to ask you about something that is correlated to the NFL at a time when we ought to all be celebrating Super Bowl 56. We've got a tearful testimony from a former Washington Redskins cheerleader saying that there was sexual harassment on the part of Daniel Snyder, and that even Roger Goodell is in some way implicated in all of this. What do you make of this? There was testimony, obviously, yesterday before the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee. And I'm curious what you think of this, these women coming forward after all these years and saying they've been discriminated against. What do you make of it?
Well, I mean, look at what they did to Steve Wynn, right? If you're being discriminated against and you have, you know, a sexual harassment charge, you need to bring it up when it happens. As far as Roger Goodell goes, you know, he should have resigned. The team owners should have all got together and fired him. I don't think he's been as good for the NFL as everybody thinks he has. I think he hides a lot of stuff. I think he uses his power to get rid of managers. I think he uses his power to get rid of players. I think he uses his power not to allow players to move up. And, you know, but listen, he's like a politician. He's bought and sold.
Yeah. So. It's going to be interesting to see. In fact, we'll let folks at the bottom of the hour or maybe just a little later hear from this former Washington Redskins cheerleader. But some of the stuff they talk about is just lewd and just awful. I guess my question on the other issue, though, the Brian Flores issue is does he have a case here? I mean, is there a case where these interviews are sham interviews just to make the Rooney Rule look good?
No, I think he has a case. I mean, it's not about, you know, making the Rooney Rule look good, but it's kind of like this. For me, Kevin, and I've said this before, you know, I don't believe having to hire somebody because of their race or their color or any of that. I just don't believe it. I believe in hiring someone because of their quality of work. And, you know, if other people they agree on something different, and I just think that the person, whether they're white, whether they're brown, whether they're black, whatever they are, if they are qualified to do the job, then they should be hired. And you know, I believe that gentleman, you know, he's qualified and he should have been looked at.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. I haven't the foggiest idea, but the one thing I do know is that this is out in the public in the week before Super Bowl 56. The NFL can't like this sort of stuff. The Dan Snyder stuff, the Brian Flores stuff, John Elway having to make an impassioned plea that he's innocent of all charges. This can't be good for the NFL, can it?
I don't know. Again, you know, you're talking about the NFL, right? So I've seen them make bad decisions before, and I've seen them make what I call pressured decisions because, you know, whether it's the public or it's the owners put pressure on Roger Goodell. But, you know, at the end of the day, if Roger Goodell wants to be the commissioner of the NFL, then Roger Goodell needs to be clean. And he can't just let out the dirt when he feels like letting out the dirt.
Wow. Well, we will find out more as we go along. It is always good to visit with you, Tommy. What do you have this weekend? You going to go to any of the games?
I'm probably going to go to the Pro Bowl. I'm actually not sure yet. I don't know. It all depends. I mean, I have a busy weekend. I got a lot of stuff at work going on, and we got a lot of solar plants that are coming up that we're getting ready for, and you know, it's more important to me that we get actually going to watch football games. So if I can get out of it, and actually me not even paying attention, I just listening to your station just realized that the Pro Bowl starts at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
So there's probably a good chance that I might not be there.
Well, hey, you have yourself a great weekend, my friend, and we will talk again soon, okay?
All right, buddy. You take care.
Thank you. Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872, joining us. We continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. While I was watching this past weekend's AFC-NFC title games, it hit me like a ton of bricks. In a packed sports bar, I heard conversations at our table. I could hear conversations at other nearby tables. Now, for years, I couldn't make out conversations in crowded bars. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about. Now, if hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations at your table and beyond, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job or will the IRS seize your home. There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, bottom of the hour, Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, will join us, and we'll talk about the supply chain, the snowstorms, the Canadian truckers' strike and protests, and exactly what it means to you and your store shelves and our supply chain. We'll talk a lot about that coming up, bottom of the hour. I promised I'd let you hear from one of those Washington Redskin cheerleaders. Her name is Melanie Coburn, and she spoke yesterday before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee and blasted the Washington Commanders, formerly the Redskins, and their owner Dan Snyder, dealing with cheerleaders and how there was a what appears to be a case of sexual harassment. That's what it looks like to me. Again, we got only one side of the story. I hope that the same committee will drag in Dan Snyder and sweat him under oath. And let's find out if he did what they said he did. This is Melanie Coburn. This is cut number 3. Blowing the whistle on Dan Snyder and the NFL.
While cheerleaders are rightfully proud of their skill as dancers, their athleticism, and their beauty, executives essentially treated them as a collection of toys. I recall one time the team arranged for the cheerleaders to wash cars in their uniform at an event for a new sponsor. The ads for this event were completely inappropriate and displayed what appeared to be exotic dancers washing cars, not cheerleaders. Bottom line, women were objects. We were disposable and exploited over and over. I felt compelled to come forward publicly when I read the second shocking Post article that revealed 2 lewd videos of the cheerleaders that were secretly created. I was physically ill when I read that piece. The Good Bits videos, produced at the behest of Dan Snyder, were secretly made from footage taken at our calendar shoots. We trusted the production team to capture footage and keep it safe. Little did we know they were zooming in on private parts and keeping cameras rolling during costume changes. I've cried with the women in these videos as they explain the horror of seeing themselves in what is essentially a soft porn video. Soundtrack to Dan Snyder's favorite bands. These women remain traumatized. I stayed at the team years longer than I wanted to because I felt compelled to do what I could do to protect the cheerleaders. But it was not just cheerleaders who were exploited and harassed. It was the overwhelming majority of female employees working for the team. The culture and environment in those offices was deplorable. like a frat party run by a billionaire who knew no boundaries. Early in my marketing role, I was invited to an awards trip in Aspen. I was one of two women that stayed in Dan Snyder's home. After a drunken dinner at a restaurant that included watching my boss go shot for shot with a female employee and seeing another colleague hazed to drink despite being a recovering addict, I returned to Dan Snyder's house only to be sent to my room in the basement and told to stay there. I later learned from a colleague who was there that it was because the men had invited prostitutes back. I've had many sleepless nights and anxiety-ridden days the past 18 months.